Buzzing behind the screens in this hall are imminent cyber threats. 200,000 integrated units and the remote control of all of Qatar's 8 World Cup stadiums. Over 100 people will be working around the clock at the Aspire Command and Control Center to make sure everything from temperature control to entry gates and from proper queues to running water runs smooth.
Through this command center here, through our centralized platform, which gives us an opportunity to have a quick response, more performance in operations with less people. There is a venue operation center, which is a room like this, but in a smaller scale, that there is a representative from MOI, a representative from venue management, a representative from FIFA, sitting there and communicating and discussing all the issues related to their venue. So if we observe anything from here, from the command center, we communicate it to them and they can take it internally.
In addition to systems integration and the ability to control stadiums, what these tools also allow is facial recognition. In this case, us entering the stadium just a couple of days ago. This is me and my cameraman entering the Lusail Stadium when security forces ran a drill there. They have the capability to zoom into each of the 80,000 seats here. In addition to facial recognition capability, the artificial intelligence helping run the center allows them to predict crowd surges and deal with overcrowding.
What you see here is the future of venue operations.
Techies at the center say data aggregation allows deep insights for analytics and predicting crowd patterns.
We have the crowd control team, and you have our security staff on the ground, and we have the law enforcement agencies, and we are complementing their decision making with data. So that's very unique.
Organizers want to avoid scenes like this. In May, chaos erupted in Paris when police used tear gas and pepper spray on fans trying to get into the Champions League final. Last month, 125 people were killed during a stampede in Indonesia. It happened when fans poured into the field and then tried to escape when police fired tear gas. Planners in Qatar say they're learning from these incidents to avoid any of these scenarios. Some of the members of this team have been here since the 2006 Asian Games, and now with the help of all the gadgets they could get their hands on, including 22,000 cameras, they say this is the future of how sports is going to be covered. With just days to go, their preparations are set to face reality. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, at the Aspire Command and Control Center.